Hey guys, Jeremy here. Today I want to share a special episode of another Life Audio podcast with you. The show Talk About That, hosted by Pastor John Driver and stand-up comedian Johnny W., brings you hilarious yet profound conversations about life, current culture, faith, and everything in between. If you like what you hear, be sure to check out today's show notes and subscribe to Talk About That on your favorite podcast app.
Like a lot of what you see on social media is like we're starting to treat other people like they're just extras in our life.
Yeah.
Rather than real people. You're just like background. Mm-hmm. Like, have you seen these videos where the key feature of the new phone camera is that you can take the guy out of your shot that's walking behind you on the beach because you want to be on the beach by yourself. But these other rubes are out there.
How dare they?
They ruined your shot. Well, I can just circle him now and hit delete and he's gone. And AI will make a little ocean wave behind him that totally matches the other ocean wave. It's like that's a selling point of the camera now.
Yeah.
We don't have to interact with other people.
Yeah.
And people will spend hundreds of dollars to get this feature. They're like, oh, I got to have that. That's a weird, it's like almost a telling thing. And I get that everybody's had a shot of their fame and where you go like, oh, there's this guy that walked around. He ruined the. I don't mean that.
Right.
I just mean in general, what does it say about us that that's a huge selling point? Is like everybody wants the beat to themselves. Well, we can make it look like you did. You know,
I did see one of those commercials where it was a dog squatting.
Yeah.
That I understand.
For sure.
You know, but no, it's very funny. Very interesting. I think that it's funny you'd say that.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Lectio Divina is a sort of monastic practice of praying scripture morning and evening. It's an ancient thing. And so there's a great app, Lectio 365, and it's Pete Gregg. It always leads you through a passage and stuff. It's unbelievable. He just did a three-week pilgrimage across Scotland.
Oh, okay.
He's following in an ancient 7th century saint named Aidan's footsteps. And learning so much about the history of it and all the things, which for me, and I've told Laura, like the traditions I grew up in, like the Dark Ages were the Dark Ages. Like fall of the Roman Empire and then the Enlightenment. We didn't learn about the Enlightenment, really. Then you're up to like Azusa Street, 1914.
Right.
You know, or whatever. It's like all that stuff in between is just, you know, just again, true Dark Ages. People are illiterate, you know, the abuses of the Catholic Church. And, you know, until you have some reformers, you know, in the, you know, 16th, 17th centuries, and then things start looking up, you know, until we get to how, you know, we see it today. So I'm oversimplifying, but I'm just really, we weren't taught a lot about that. So you weren't learning about monks and their value, you know, and what they brought, or these amazing saints and these people of faith who are living this out over the course of that 1500 years that we kind of, many modern traditions just don't even think about. But he leads one day to talk about how this guy, Aidan, and you know, he founded many of these monasteries and churches and served the poor and like, you know, challenged the kings and encouraged. I mean, it's just a lot of amazing stuff in these people's lives that you've never heard of. They lived very simply, you know, did not acquire wealth, those kinds of things. One of the things Aidan would do, though, is, I mean, he had this kindness. I mean, he was on pilgrimage. He was walking all the time. Mm-hmm. And everyone he stopped to talk to, if they, you know, there was a kindness, an intentional kindness of what is God going to do in this person's life, or, you know, is this a part of it? And so one of the things that we prayed about in the app during that 21-day journey was, like, being okay with interruptions.
yeah.
to your plan, which are really, really hard for me. I like isolation for my prayer times and all those things. So this morning I got up and took a run. It's kind of my time. And I was going to do my Lectio on the app. I ran my 3 miles and I walked back, put in my headphones. I got about 12 minutes. But there was this dude who I'd never seen before who was kind of on my route. Mm-hmm. And I passed him once. I took my headphone out because he was walking and I was, you know, he was a little older. He was walking and I don't want to be rude. So I took my headphone out so I could hear him. And he talked to me. He's like, hey, you know, how you doing? Okay. And then I ran past him again. Hey, how you doing?
So you stopped?
No, I just talked to him as I ran past.
Oh, I see.
And so when I got to the end of my run and I'm walking back, I mean, it's like I had this almost, this is really hard for me because I'm an introvert and I really want this time. But I was like, I need to be open to divine interruptions, whatever they may be. I don't know.
Right.
But I want to be open to that, even if it messes up my routine.
Yeah.
And so I thought.
This guy mugged you, didn't he?
Guys, he took my wallet. And so I was walking.
Don't trust people, kids out there listening. No.
I was walking back. And I was like, if this turns out, and I was doing the math in my head from where I'd ran past, I bet you he's going to re-intercept me on my walk back.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lord, if he walks out of there, I'll just turn off the app.
Yeah.
And I'll just walk with the guy, which is really weird for me. I'm just going to walk with this stranger.
Yeah.
This last
half. Might be weird for him, too.
Yeah. But he'd been super friendly and, Sure enough, he's walking right out, and I'm a little ahead of him. Mm-hmm. And so I just stopped, took my headphones out, and I was like, hey, you walking back? He's like, yeah. I was like, well, I guess I'll walk with you, but that's okay. Like, I just did it.
Yeah.
He was like, sure. You know, walked over, learned his name. He's visiting here from Nova Scotia.
Huh.
Yeah, visiting a friend. And we walked about a half mile, just talked about, you know, the weather stuff happening up there, you know, with the fires and everything and stuff. And I mean, nothing much of consequence. And then he turned off his way. And it was just a weird, like, I mean, one of the things, hey, Lord, help me live this day to the full.
Yeah.
You know, being true to you and all that I do, help me to be kind to everyone that I meet, you know. And it was just like that was not my normal Devo.
I know you enough to know that. That would have been the stretch for me, too.
I didn't say anything. I just said God bless at the end, but I didn't like.
Do you talk to the person in your row on the plane? Like, do you go out of your way to?
I'm awful at that.
Yeah, I'm bad at that. But here's what's funny about it: anytime it's ever happened where somebody was a chatty person, it's always been really, really good conversations.
Yeah,
I've never like had a bad. Because you're always afraid if it's a 3-hour flight. You're like, if we get going and they're like, "What do you do?" and then I tell them, and then they're like, "Tell me a joke or whatever." Yeah. And then they end up being some, you know, crazy person or whatever your worst nightmare is. And you go, now it's 3 hours of this.
Yeah.
So I try to just put the headphones in, dial in, let them know, like, I've got a movie to watch.
Yeah.
But every time someone has ever interrupted that or been like, hey, so where are you headed? And Nashville home or whatever. It's always been like a really good, and I always go, oh, this is cool. I made a friend. You know? When we reach out, John, beyond ourselves.
We like it. Why do we not do it?
I don't know.
I mean,
obviously it's fear of whatever.
The extroverts listening.
There's a fear of being known, and it's our fear and it's our desire. We want to be known, but we also want it to be on our terms, maybe.
I think I fear the waste of the time.
Yeah.
I fear like I'm going to get stuck in this now, and I could have read, I could have written, I could have rested, I could have been... Like, this person's now going to, and that's where I have to get better. That's what I try to do this morning. Like, hey, okay.
Yeah.
I need to let my time be open.
And now you've got a new best friend from Nova Scotia.
Let me tell you something. I don't think I'll ever see him again. But yeah, it's.
What if you got back and then somebody was like, you're like, remember that guy? You saw the guy? Laura's in front of the house as you're walking up. Remember that? Did you see the guy? She goes, there was no man, John. There never was a man from Nova Scotia. It's like you just got fight clubbed. He was you. He's your alter ego.
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking like it was an angel. That's what you were calling.
Okay.
For.
Yeah.
Like
that could be that too.
Just entertaining angels unaware.
Yeah. So, Nova Scotia, man.
We talked about Cursed Oak Island a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because that's where that is, you know.
Is he a big fan?
He was like, yeah. He goes, we've you know, known about that. It's always been kind of interesting all these years and stuff. So, but, yeah, no, I want to be more open to it. Like, I'm okay being the introvert. I've made peace with that.
Yeah. But you want to you want to stretch beyond your self to be your best self. That's okay too.
I want to be the one that pleases God. Like, okay, God, because there is a blessing there that I'm missing for myself as well. It's not, but I do want to be a blessing to others.
Yeah, I was talking with my wife last night about there's this thing that we do sometimes. I'm a worrier, and so I try to remember when I'm like, I worry about people and situations, but sometimes I'll worry about a person without reaching out to them.
Yeah.
So, and I think that the work is done.
Because you've thought about it.
And I go, there's a thing where you have to go beyond that, because we're talking about a particular person in our life. And I was like, I think this person is worrying and they think that that is care.
Interesting.
But it's not. Like, when you care for somebody, it's not just about like, well, I stayed up nights thinking about you.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not the same thing. We got to show care for one another. And, but people who overthink things and overcoach things like I do, sometimes it's easy to mistake that as the same thing.
That's fascinating, because you almost assume that they should know how much you care.
They should know how much I care. And it's like, it's easy to show somebody how much you care about them if you really want to do it.
Yeah.
But we're like, no, you don't understand. I've been sick about this whole thing. I'm like, well, I didn't know that.
I have two sides of that coin. One is, yes, I've been trying with community and people in life. Like, hey, if I do think of them or I've prayed for them, I do try to reach out. And a simple text is the easiest way. Just say something kind.
Yeah.
You know, let them know that they're on your mind kind of thing.
HBD.
But the,
that's my favorite. That's my favorite text to send somebody. I didn't even want to say all the words. Happy birthday.
I couldn't get it out. Yeah.
HBD, buddy.
But I think the flip side is there are some people in life I'm trying to break myself from. There are some people I check in on that I know it benefits me in the long run.
Yeah.
I hate that. I'm confessing this.
Right.
If you want to go dark, because the whole like, I'm just worried about you. I didn't actually care. I didn't show care. I cared, but I didn't take the action where you knew that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times in life where my caring or checking in on someone is reverse engineered from a selfish thought.
Mm-hmm.
Or from a need of mine. Like, I'm going to need this. It's coming up. But I haven't talked to that person that I'm going to need this from in a while. I wonder how they're doing. But it all came from, I mean, again, I'm getting I'm letting you guys in on the dark, selfish side. So now I'm going to reach out now just randomly and say nothing about what I need.
Yeah.
So that when I do need to reach out about what I need.
It wasn't the first call.
It wasn't the first call. I don't look like a jerk, you know.
Yeah.
Or there's someone who's influential.
Yeah.
And there may be something I want to do in the future. So I'm putting change in this pocket. I hate that expression, but that's what it really is.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep being kind. I'm going to keep being, you know, I'm not going to. And then someday if I need that opportunity, I can ask for it because I've been that guy. And I'm really trying to just like completely murder that in me. Like, you know what? So sometimes I'll pray for people who are influential that I know or whatever, and I just don't tell them. Instead of sending a text, hey man, prayed for you today.
Yeah.
Because I know, and sometimes I do send it because I want them to know that, but I need to get rid of, I need to get rid of whatever that is that seeks something.
That needs reciprocation or whatever.
Right. That sees this as a grander picture that eventually benefits me. I don't think of it that way when it's happening, but right now it's become very clear that there are some ugly parts in there that God is kind of reshaping.
Now I'm second guessing every text you ever sent me.
Because, Johnny, I've gained so much.
So much.
I mean, dozens of followers that we have.
If you'd like to support the show, somewhere out there, someone's thinking of us and loving us tonight.
You can expect more exciting insight like that next week on
Talk About That.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.